And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma here, and we have a great show lined up for you today. Double trouble on the phones today with us today. Valerie Hope-Rich from Queen Charlotte Safaris, a great lady and a great spot up there in Canada. And Harold Davis, the one and only Davis Boats guy, is on the line. Stay tuned. This is going to be an action-packed show. This is Let's Talk Hookup Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, live here at the live headquarters, world headquarters. This is going to be a great show.
It's air-conditioned world headquarters.
Thank God, right? It was gnarly yesterday.
Yeah,
what good timing, though, and fun for that live broadcast at El Cajon Ford. I'm not going to lie, dude. I was nervous knowing how hot it was going to be yesterday. I thought we were going to cook out there, but it really wasn't. It was a great morning.
Didn't really get hot until
the show ended.
The
show ended right at the right time because it was cooking after that. But that was a great time yesterday.
Yeah,
great turnout and lots
of
fun.
Fantastic tournament. One of our biggest ever, so thanks for everybody that came out and enjoyed the nice weather and the hospitality at El Cajon.
They're great
people there.
They really are.
They're really good people. But what a great show today.
And
we're having fun. We actually are hooked up with two great people. First of all, Valerie Hope-Rich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. And then we have the one and only Harold Davis from Davis Boats. What's up, Harold?
Oh, just sitting here in 73-degree weather in Morro Bay. Can you believe that?
How about that, huh? Wow. Yeah, it's a little warm on the coast even, and inland, watch out, right?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine where you make Davis Boats in Paso Robles. It must be well over 100, right?
They're talking 115.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
It's good for the grapes.
Yeah. Not good for anything.
Good. Yeah, so Valerie, this is the first time on Let's Talk Hookup. We're very pleased and excited to have you on the show, and we're very excited for our new partnership with Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Well, I'm pretty excited to be here, and I'm actually in Buellton right now. I'm not up in San Fitz, so I'm, maybe an hour south of you, Harold-ish?
Yeah. Yeah, just about an hour
yeah.
south.
Not too far
yeah,
away.
Yeah, about an hour south. So super,
that's kind of your winter
excited to talk about. Go
your
ahead.
Winter headquarters there, right?
It is, I know, a terrible place to be. I'm yeah. kidding. I had the best of two worlds. Being up in the beautiful islands during the season, I'm up there about 100 days. And then off-season, I'm in beautiful Buellton and all over California just doing trade shows and meeting great people like all of you.
Oh, right, that's neat. So tell us, for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with Queen Charlotte Safaris, tell us about Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Yeah.
We are an archipelago of 100 islands. If you could get a visual of Vancouver, British Columbia, which is also beautiful. So you land in Vancouver, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half plane ride direct right into Haida Gwaii, formerly known as Queen Charlotte Island, B.C. So it's very unique. Demographics. We're like 90 miles south of Ketchikan, Alaska, southwest, I should say, and, you know, a good 500 miles, nautical miles north of Vancouver, B.C. So we're an archipelago of over 100 islands, and it makes us so unique because right on the west coast where we fish, you go out a few miles, and there's the continental shelf. So I call it the Salmon Superhighway. What sets us a lot different between fishing north and south is just the longevity of your king salmon run. This is a transitory feeding ground. They're just coming through feeding. And when I tell people this, they at first don't believe it. We actually have kings starting to run in May, every summer, May, clear till September without any downtime. So it's a continuous run all summer. And because of the continental shelf and all the being an archipelago of 100 plus islands, you have all the inlets where all the bait fish is. It's just kind of a fisherman's paradise.
Oh, that sounds
very
cool.
Intense.
Sounds
very
like it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So there you have it.
Yeah. So you're 90 miles southwest of Ketchikan. So you're more west than Ketchikan. So you're like, is that why you're so much closer to the continental shelf?
Yes. Yep. If you look at a visual map, there's two big islands. We actually go between the two big islands through this channel called the Skidegit Channel. Very tide sensitive. Like, we're talking tide swings of 16 to 18 feet. So sometimes it's like a river going through there. But anyway, we go right through between the islands. It opens up into the big bay. We're fishing not wide open seas. We're fishing the inlets and the big bays. And so, like, you can be fishing for salmon 45 feet or 125 feet. You just never know where they're going to be.
Wow.
Because they're all different. How to explain all different depths, because you got all different runs coming in, and these are not Alaska fish. These salmon are going to rivers in Northern California. They're going to rivers Oregon, Washington, Lower Mainland of BC. They don't spawn where we're at. We don't hardly really have much river fishing. This is totally salt water, but it's salt water protected because of all the inlets and being an archipelago of so many different islands. It's stunning. And you always see land. So when you're out fishing, you can see the shoreline, always. It's just
so
very,
cool.
Very unique fishery. A lot of people were unknown. And I get so many inquiries about, well, when's the best time to come up? And really, we open Memorial Day weekend, and we'll fish up to Labor Day. If we have enough guests to stay open, we'll go clear to Labor Day. And
awesome.
There you have it. It's just a little hidden gem, not very well known. And my guests that come up, this would have been my 20th year up there. Don't get too big because they like the smallness of it. And you know, we host, like, your group. We're going to do 20 guests at one time. That just, it just gives those extra touches that, you know, well, I don't have to say any more than that.
You described it great. This is awesome, Valerie.
So how far is your average run to the fishing grounds, Valerie?
To our salmon, where we fish our salmon, is 45 minutes, and we have jet boats, which is pretty awesome. And the reason why we have jet boats, which makes us also unique, we're the only lodge on the island with jet boats. And the reason, the theory behind it, this would be like my ninth year with jets, is because of that channel getting through those two big islands. Sometimes we have no water. Or there's a foot of water, or 2 foot. When I had Boston Whaler outboards, we had to wait for water, which is, you know, we need 5-6 feet of water to get through those channels. Sometimes you're chasing water, sometimes water, you know, the tide's coming in, tide's going out. Well, with jets, we could do it in 10 inches. I like to have a foot and a half. So do the guides.
That's so cool.
So we go through, I mean, it's clockwork every day. We go out between 6 and 6:30. Usually the gentlemen want to go out at 6 when I have couples groups. They're like, oh, we'll go out at 6:30. But generally between 6 and 6:30. And we fish all day. We custom make your lunches, water, refreshments. Everything's on the boat. They're covered, heated. They have, you know, we have Raymarine. We have all your gear, downriggers. We use Scotty's. And all different kind of gear. Some of the gear I get up in Vancouver, and some of it I get at the Fred Hall show, frankly. We have everything, Avis, Penn's, Shimano, we have it all. And
this just sounds so cool.
Really, yeah, you just passport, pack layered clothes. You don't have to bring rain gear. I tell everyone, just passport, the clothes, smile, and your fishing arm. That's all you need to bring. We take care of the rest.
So once you get your limit of salmon, which the limits in Canada are higher retention on the salmon than in Alaska, right?
Well, I can't keep track of all the areas in Alaska. That's kind of a full-time job. Not picking on Alaska, but it's,
sure.
I mean, they have so many different areas.
Yeah, right. Region by region.
Region and regions. And the nice thing about where we're at, we're not dealing with all of the pressure. I'm going to call it pressure from commercial fishing or pressure from just fishing. That down in Vancouver Island or the lower mainland of BC, and it's because of location. You know, we're up further north, we're smaller, there's 4,000 people total on all these islands, total. Where I'm at, or where are the lodges, there's 250 people. So getting back to what you asked about the salmon, yes, you can have 8 salmon per person in your take home, and barbless hooks. You can be selective, and some people, you know, I get people that, you know, you get some smaller fish, you let them go. Probably, in my opinion, over the years, those salmon that are 23 to 30 pounds are the perfect catching and the perfect eating. Yes, wow. Everyone loves to get the big, I'm going to call it Old Charles because that's our lodge record, 63 pounds. And the gentleman that landed that lives in Ventura, California, and no one has beat his record yet. 60 is the closest to... and Old Charles is in his office in Camarillo. So Old Charles,
very nice.
You know, being a 63-pound fish, was obviously a spawning fish. It's fun to get a trophy fish. I think it's great, and everyone tries because it's like a lifetime fish. But we really target that, you know, the fun catching, the delicious eating, and they give you a fight. You get those salmon, 20, 30, or 30 pounds, you would be quite surprised
that's
the meat and the quality.
Once you have your limit of salmon, Valerie, then you go off to lingcod and halibut and rockfish, right? And
rockfish,
how far of a
yes.
run from the salmon grounds is that?
Well, it's actually all in the same area. It's all in one big bay called the Cartwright Sound. And the Cartwright Sound has different pinnacles and different areas. And some of the areas, like where you're fishing for salmon, especially if you're fishing 100 feet or more, we get a ling cod in that same area. So it's not that you're going to a whole different place. You just might go to a different place in that Cartwright Sound. So maybe you're on the west side. We call it the wall. That's highly, highly salmon feeding grounds there. And you can tip around the wall and be on that area along the pinnacles. And you know, that's like 10 minutes around the corner, and there is your ling cod fishing. So you're not doing 45 minutes to this the salmon, and then you're going another hour for halibut. It's all in the same area. It's just in different pockets depending on what side of the bay you're on and which inlet you're in, if that
and
makes
how,
sense.
So, how big are the halibut, Valerie?
Halibut, now I'm going by this year's before you get into that, though, I just wanted to go back for 2 seconds on the salmon part. We do use barbless hooks. It makes it very sporty. We have all different kinds of gear to fish for salmon. We have all kinds of gear. We have single action reels, like a saltwater reel. And then, of course, we have level winds, we have Abbotts, we have it all. And it's all sporty, all very fun. And I think that, when you said when you get done with your salmon, some days we do both. It just depends on the day, the tide, and the weather. And it could be that, let's just say day one, okay, you guys are headed out at 6, out lines in, and sometimes the guides will say, you know, let's go along the wall there, let's get some salmon in the box, and then let's head out on those pinnacles and see what kind of whitefish we can get. So most days you probably do both, and whether you do the halibut fishing and lings and stuff in the morning and then go to the salmon, it depends on the tide. If it's a slack tide, you're going to go after your whitefish. And if it's a high tide, you're probably going to go after your salmon. So it's not like, oh, let's go do salmon and then one day and then the next day let's go do halibut. Probably every day you're going to do a little bowl.
That sounds great. All the options close at hand.
Yeah, all the thank you. Exactly. So far as sizes on halibut, the days, I'm just going to say where we're at, we really, really, really focus on quality and best table fare and of course, the sport of catching it. Halibut this year, you can have one halibut that they measure them. They don't weigh them. So they're measured. And so they get that, and you'll think, well, how in the heck do you measure halibut? Well, they do get them up beside the boat, and we have tape measures, and they measure it from the jaw to the tip of the tail. And this year it was 128 centimeters, which is close to, if you put it in weight, 60 pounds. And then your second one can be 93 centimeters, which is about 25 pounds. So if you want to put them in poundage. But, you know, it doesn't really, I mean, you can have a fish, if it measures 126 centimeters or 128 centimeters and it weighs more than that, they don't go by the weight, they go by the centimeters.
Hey, so let me ask you this, Valerie, as far as big fish, I mean, our listeners love catching big fish, and it sounds like great big king salmon fishing, and I know Harold likes catching big fish too. What about big halibut? I mean, have you had some pretty big halibut caught during the seasons?
So we've had halibut 300 pounds, of course. All different. It's just the legal limits in BC. We're not allowed to keep the big halibut anymore. And I know we're on a radio station.
Just like everywhere up there.
Yeah, it's just like everywhere else. You can kiss the fish, and yeah. You know what? I even have a catch-and-release little surprise at the end of your trip for that. You can kiss the fish and release it. They have found, what I have found, like I said, this industry, I'm going on 20 years. I know enough to be dangerous when it comes to tackle, and you guys can ask me all about that. And like I always say, I know enough to be dangerous on that. But what I have seen over the years, is I've seen summers that, you know, guests come up and, you know, people targeted the bigger halibut, and maybe three people got halibut or four people got halibut. And what I've seen in the last, I'm going to say 5 to 7 years since they, you know, changed the limits, you know, smaller, under 100 pounds, basically, everybody's getting halibut. I'd much rather, as a lodge owner, have happy guests that got to catch a little of everything. I call it the smorgasbord. I mean, the smorgasbord meaning, you know, they got their salmon, and most, knock on wood, most people do get their limits of salmon. Our kind of
big
game,
ling
cod definitely,
and ling cod, and oh
rockfish.
My gosh, it just sounds so wonderful.
Oh,
as
we
you can hear, we have
vermilions.
We have such a great show lined up for you today with Valerie Hope-Rich and Harold Davis, who we're going to, don't worry, Harold has plenty to say, so don't worry. Right, Harold?
Yeah,
he has plenty to say, and we have a great show lined up for you today talking about Queen Charlotte Safaris and Davis Boats. Harold has some suggestions, I'm sure. If you have questions about your trailer boat or fixing boats and stuff like that, Harold's always very good about that kind of stuff. So going to be a great show this morning with Valerie and Harold.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. Really looking forward to, obviously, clearly, Valerie, such a wealth of information. Harold, we know, just the man for fishing up there. This is going to be a great show. So much to talk about. And we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. Not only are we going to be talking to Harold and Valerie throughout the entire show today, we are also giving away such a killer prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a trip to go fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing on a full day trip. Those guys have been absolutely crushing it this year. Taro and Anibal have been having great trips, both kind of mixed between offshore fishing for that great Dorado and yellowfin tuna and yellowtail, and then also island fishing.
Oh,
great yellows.
Popped up again, too.
This whole time has just been great. Now we've got all that hot water around. It's just a great opportunity, and you're going to get to go on that great trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing again. If you want to get your opportunity at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Valerie and talk to Harold, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. So much info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at American AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking about a fantastic new location, dude. Just that opening intro got me hooked.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds great.
Yeah, indeed. Phones are packing up. You want to get through, talk to Valerie, talk to Harold, 833-288-0973. And I might mention, too, Valerie, that I know a lot of our listeners have probably seen on either with Ronnie Kovac or on Angler
Chronicles.
Back in the day,
Sergio,
and now with Sergio and the great producer Danny Jackson, who we just love, Danny.
Yes,
they've probably seen a lot of video with Queen Charlotte Safaris on those shows on TV, right?
Yes, and the fact that I'm in Buellton, so in the heart of California, I guess. I have spoke to many fishing clubs all over north and south, and so many of those people tune into your show. When Ronnie was going, and Sergio, and also Fred Hall. That's a huge thing. Everybody knows Fred Hall shows, and I've met many, many people over the years at Fred Hall, and one thing I did want to mention, we didn't talk very much about lean cod. And I know Californians love lean cod fishing, and they love all the different species of rockfish. And
I love those big lean cod.
It's a good, yes. So our lean cod fishing, we get some big lings, the brown lings. Every now and then there's some green lings in there. But just a quick story, and it's not a fish story, I promise, but it is a fish story. It happens. Sometimes we're fishing for salmon and someone thinks they've got a salmon on, which they do, but not only do they have a salmon on, they have a ling cod on, and we call it a hitchhiker. And sometimes we've had guests pull in a silver salmon or a smaller king chinook salmon with a ling cod on the salmon and then another ling cod on the ling cod. So we fish
a double hitchhiker.
Yeah, and it's just because, you know, it's the area where we're at, I don't know how to stress it enough, that we don't have that heavy commercial fishing. We don't have freight liners coming through. We don't have cruise ships. Cruise ships do go around way around our islands or maybe up the Inside Passage. We're 90 miles offshore from the mainland. I just can't stress enough. No heavy pressure, no heavy commercial fishing, very light commercial fishing in our areas. And it's untouched. I mean, these fishing grounds are pristine. And I know the Southern California, especially Southern California anglers, they love that species of all different I'm going to call it white meat, halibut links and rockfish, and then along with the salmon. And for those that think that I get a lot of customers that come up that are like, I don't know about salmon fishing, but we want to do all the other stuff. And then they salmon fish and are like, we're hooked. So yeah. we have
especially
everything for everybody.
Especially for big kings like that. Man, yeah, that's a lot.
When you're talking a 20-pound average, then that's a beautiful king.
That's a nice king, for sure. And year-round, that's the other cool thing. Now, Harold, what do you think of all this?
I'm in.
Well, you're in, all right, because our first trip, we've actually set up a trip with Queen Charlotte Safaris and Valerie next August 15th through 19th, and that trip is already sold out. We've already filled 20 spots on that. People got the word that we were going to do this trip, and it's filled up. So Valerie has added a second week, which is back-to-back, and it's going to be August 19th through 23. And Harold's gonna. Harold and I will host the first one, and then Harold will host the second one, and hopefully with Rock God Rick too. Rock God Rick's gonna try and get up there too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So that'll be August 19 through 23, and we're already filling that one up too. And I think those are prime times, right, Valerie?
Prime times. In addition to your kings, I say Chinook, but okay, your king salmon, the coho, the silvers, they start coming in July and August. They get big, 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 big. So double on your salmon, of course, still halibut, lings, rockfish. And we don't have, one thing I didn't mention, it's just kind of a fun thing to do, is we do crabbing. We don't do we don't have the king crab like they do in Alaska. We have Dungeness crab.
My favorite.
Super good. You're speaking Pete's language there.
Dungeness crab. So, yeah, you get to put the crab pots out, bring them up, and chef cooks them up fresh. And they are – that crab night is everyone's favorite night, and it's the longest night. Because all you hear is crunch, 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 and crunch, 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 crunch. I'll leave it at that.
Fun. Now, are you allowed to take some crab home, Valerie?
You can't legally, yes. It's very hard to transport it because they are spiny.
Spiny.
And we don't want to put them in fish boxes because they tend to puncture. We've done it, tried it, and all the guests have done it, said, you know what, I'll just eat the crab while we're there.
Just eat crab
while
we're there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Better anyway.
Yeah, and it doesn't taste the same, gentlemen. I have tried that, and it's just fun to do at the table all together as a group. And, you know, that's the other thing about this trip is, you know, I say to people, well, obviously I'm the host. I'm there all summer. I love what I do. I love bringing people up and connecting them with fishing and nature. I think we get so caught up into, work and everyday life. When you're out there fishing, sorry, no cell phones work. I do have a satellite phone. You're just with nature. You see eagles. You see bears. And if you saw any of our footage on English Chronicles, I mean, they've got some amazing aerial shots of whales and bears and eagles. And the greenery is so green, the trees. If you can just sit there for a minute in your studio and just envision this kind of solitude. And you know how pretty our coastline is of California. I love the California coastline. This is just different because there's just so many trees, and then you got trees and water, and like I said, you don't have all the commercial stuff going on. We don't have cruise ships coming into our islands. I mean, it's definitely remote. However, super easy to get to, easy to get to. So
it's a different type of green up there.
I heard who's the rockfish? Is it rockfish Rob? Did I hear?
Rock God Rick.
Oh, you would be in heaven, if that's what you like to do. It's some of the fish that guests pull up, even the guides will go, "Holy smokes! I got to get my book out. What the heck is this?" Because it's the habit. Pardon me, it's the habitat of where we're at. I mean, you know, your bait
and the lack of commercial pressure. There's so much great. Well, hey,
let's shift gears a little bit.
We're gonna go south right now and go down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland at Rancho Leonero, which is probably a lot like Queen Charlotte's Ferry, very boutique-y and small groups and stuff like that. We could have the north and south boutique type places. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hello, Valerie. It's Harold. Back there.
Good morning.
Harold's here too.
Captain John.
Hello, Harold. How are you, buddy? Well,
good, bud.
We had a good week. You know, it's been kind of dog days for the prior 2 weeks. The storms kind of turned the water, and it was mixed with some green, dirty, and that really hurt the fishing. But this week, the water really cleaned up. We got real warm water. We've got 85 to 87. In close, and gosh, 91 to 93 way outside, believe it or not, which is just about as hot as it gets. That said, it's clear and blue and holding the fish. The good news this week is the Wahoo showed up. You know, everybody's waiting on the Wahoo, and this is the first show this year. It was about midweek this week they started coming in, and nice fish, 30 to 45, 50 pounders. And we're seeing three or four a day coming to the cleaning table. You know, we're sending out five or six boats, so not bad numbers. They're picking up the Rapalas, Marauders. They're in pretty close. They're anywhere from Fraley's outside the park boundary all the way up, and really best in front of the lighthouse in Punta Colorado right there, and on the inside drop-offs, no more than 3 miles off the beach. But quite a few, I mean, for us right now, a good, consistent Wahoo bite, which everybody's waiting for. Everybody wants the Wahoo. Also, the yellowfin showed up again this week. The water cleaned up enough to, and has been flat enough. We haven't had much wind at all week. So the boats are able to get outside under the porpoise. There's a lot of pods of porpoise outside. And they're producing a lot of fish. We're getting a lot of sardine. Gosh, we're getting good bait, gobs of sardine. So the boats are picking up not just enough for live, but they're picking up buckets of dead as well and doing a lot of chumming, and it's really helping for the yellowfin. Lots of footballs outside under the porpoise with some big fish mixed into 45, 50 pounds. Inside, more solitary fish as usual, from Rincon, from the park boundary, all the way up to Punta Colorado. Again, pretty much the same area as Oahu. They're picking up yellowfin, a lot of yellowfin in there. And they're bigger fish, the ones that they're picking up, 25 to, say, 60 pounds, something like that. But there's more solitary. They're not the schooling fish. Marlin just showed up. You know, we haven't had the billfish have been gone for the last couple of weeks. They're there, and they weren't biting. But Thursday, they really kicked in and really started biting in a big way. A lot of striped marlin mixed with sails and some blues, quite a few blues as well. In the same areas as usual, where we pick them up off of La Rivera on the inside banks, dropping off all the way down to Fraley's. Quite a few of them, too. Bottom fishing, I'm really going through it here today. Bottom fishing, some nice big amberjack, you know, some 30, 40, 50-pound amberjack coming off the bottom, mixed with grouper and loads of pompano. And they're using, they're skipjack, by the way, they're just skipjack everywhere. And these are big skipjack. These are 5 to 8, 10 pounders, really tuggers. And so if you're in the tuna, you're going to catch two skippies for every one yellow.
Sounds like some good fishing going on, huh?
No, it really is. Yeah, but we're using the skipjack, chunking that up with the squid, going down to the bottom and really knocking them on the bottom. Yeah, and the fishing has been very good this
year. Outstanding. Well, it sounds great. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero primetime, of course, we have our Let's Talk Hookup tournament coming up October 8th. Still a couple spots available, Pam told me, in that tournament. We have $500 cash we're giving away from statewide stripes and lots of other prizes, including a trip back to Rancho Leonero to defend your title the following year. Going to be a great time with some great people. How do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It'll be our first tournament in October, so it should be
yeah.
good. And the fishing should be awfully good as well.
Yeah.
It's 800-646-2252. Or check out a lot of photos, RanchoLandArrow.com.
All right, John. Great to hear from you. Thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Nice talking to y'all.
See you, John.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Valerie. They want to talk to Harold, so let's jump into it.
Packed they are, man. Every single phone line full. But if you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's start it off with Tom, who's called us from University City this morning. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I have a question for Harold, well, maybe for both. I'd love to catch a salmon. I've never gone salmon fishing. I have my own little boat, and I've thought about driving up to Northern California and trying to catch a salmon, but I don't have even a basic idea of what the rigging is. You know, I hear about flashers. So I was wondering if Harold could just describe the basic setup and the basic technique for trolling for salmon, if that's how you do it. And also, I'm curious if the techniques are different up in the Queen Charlotte Safari area.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the salmon fishing may be a little bit overrated when it comes to having to use a flasher or having to use a hoochie. Flasher is an attractant. Most generally, in our areas here, when you're fishing for salmon, you're looking for dark water. And dark water, I mean, it looks like coffee. And it's exactly the opposite. You're looking for any kind of tuna. And the flasher puts a flash down there, and it resembles a fish swiping at some bait.
Oh.
And so they get curious, and they come in to see what the flasher is, think it's one of their buddies on a bait ball, and then they see the bait, and they bite it. And if you've ever seen pictures drugged behind the boat of salmon trying to get a bait, it takes him about 10 shots before he finally gets it. They're not real accurate on their hits. They're kind of swiping it when they come by. So in clearer water, you can actually just run a spoon. You can take a most any type of spoon, match it to the color of the bait, or sometimes even just white representing squid, and you can run it without a flasher. Typical speed is somewhere between 1 and 1.5 miles an hour. And you look at your finder, you find the bait, and you run the lure through the bait, and around the bait is where the salmon are going to be. As far as going north, there's salmon in Morro Bay occasionally, but typically the season kicks off at Moss Landing and Monterey and north. And there's some volumes of fish. Limits of fish are happening all the time up there. Morro Bay, sometimes.
They've had a good year this year, too, right, Harold?
Oh, they killed them. They're still killing them right now. Outside Duxbury Reef, outside the Golden Gate, fish are in the 20s and high 20s, constant limits in there. The fish are really good right now just north of Bodega Bay off of the Russian River, and there's still plenty of fish getting ready to come up that Sacramento River area, Sacramento American River, and they go right through the San Francisco Bay. So all those fish south and most of the fish north funnel to the San Francisco Bay area, and they go right on up.
What's that was a really good gear description. I really like that. That was cool.
Well done. And Valerie, is it similar gear for salmon fishing, flashers and hoochies and bait and such like that up at the Queen Charlotte Safaris?
Yeah, and Harold was right on about the dark water. And our salmon, you know, like I said, 45 feet to, you know, 125 feet. But, you know, it just depends because there are weeks that they're biting on lures. And you said a white lure. You're right. I mean, sometimes we have every kind of lure there is. And sometimes, you know, herring. It's just like herring, and sometimes anchovies, sometimes hoochies, cut plugs, and sometimes they use flashers, and sometimes they don't. That's the neat thing, though, when you go up there, is it's not just like one method. You know, that a guy might change gear all out all the time, just depending on the run, because you got to remember these fish are going to all different places, and they're kind of funny. I mean, I guess sometimes finicky in some ways, I guess is a good way to put it, because we do. They like spoons or they like their herring. This last year, anchovy was it was all about anchovies. The year before that, I had to reorder herring. So you just don't know. But it's
you're locked and loaded up there.
Yeah, sounds like you're loaded on the stuff.
You have everything.
And mooching, yeah. Mooching is a real popular way, and a lot of people don't do that, but it's really missed because you pay all this money for electronics and you drive over the fish and drive through them and go, I didn't get bit.
Yeah, there they were.
No different than fishing for tuna. You look down there, you go, hey. Guess what? So you stop on top of it, and guys will look at the meter, and we do a count. We actually grab the line at the reel, and we pull it toward the first guide. And we say, okay, get that thing down there about 50 pulls. And so that roughly gets them down there about 70 feet because that's where the fish are. And they got the darndest bite. It isn't something that rips out of your hand. You think you got a bluegill pecking away at it, and you go, huh. And most generally, they have these 9-foot, sometimes 10-foot long rods with these big, I don't know what to call them reel. It's just a big spool, which will gather line at a great pace. Yeah, action reels. It'll gather line at a great pace. But when you set the hook, this pole goes halfway to Mars and then all the way into the water. And that's the way you got to fight them on a barbless hook because you're constantly under pressure. And those fish, they'll charge the boat.
Yep.
They do that quite often, and they love to come out of the water. They're very aerobatic. And so if you don't have some sort of tip pressure to keep that barbless hook planted, it's c'est la vie. They're gone.
Yeah. Hey, that was great.
It is very good. All right, Thomas, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. So much great information. You stay tuned. More with Valerie and Harold on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing ATCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, ATCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, ATCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from ATCO. Any fish, any water.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking Queen Charlotte Safari, talking Davis Boats. Man, this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, what a great show. And, of course, today's a big day for eight lucky people that qualified at our four San Diego County Four Dealers Live Remotes. We're going to be giving away the grand prizes, which is going to happen sometime this show. And I know from Encinitas Ford, Maximus and Sutton qualified there. And from Mossy Ford, George and Robert qualified there. North County Ford, Stephanie and Pablo qualified there. And then yesterday at El Cajon Ford, Grace and Brent qualified. And we have those fantastic prizes. The 8-day on the Searcher, the trip on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing, AFCO and Hydrus jacket and bib, Shimano Speedmaster 2-speed reel and a Therese rod, a Shimano Talica 12 2-speed, Shimano Torium 20 and a Therese rod, a $500 AFCO shopping spree, and a gift certificate for any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. So sometime in the next hour or so, we're going to be giving away those prizes to those eight lucky people. But in the meantime, it's time to find out what's biting, Ricky.
You got it, bro. It's time for the Catch Port, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can buy smoked and jerky fish. They also have their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at Fisherman's Processing. We're going to start the catch report off today up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great, this morning.
Good, good. Gosh, man, another week of just fluctuating water temperatures. It
crazy,
seems like it's
right?
been all over the place again. Yeah, just not what you'd expect for September, but you know it is what it is. Yesterday, our water temps were in the 64 to 67 degree range pretty much all day. Then that wind started howling out of the west midday, and you know stuff was 63 degrees by the end. You know, by the time we got back to the harbor, but I'd hate to see what it was this morning for the guys leaving today. I'm kind of glad I'm off today, but with the cooler water though, you know the bass fishing on the half day trips again. It's been a day to day type deal. On the days with the better condition, the fly line sardines hard to beat. Our bay right now is just beautiful mixed sardine, like 4 to 6-inch sardine, so perfect for that bass fishing.
Yeah.
The sinker setup certainly had a time and a place this week, too, you know, with the cooler water, guys getting that live bait down on the bottom, or the guys bringing the shrimp and the clam for that sheephead and sand bass on the bottom was effective as well. The three-quarter day fishing here, nice little bump for us this week, you know, off the beach fishing kelps for that smaller kelp patty grade yellowtail. You know, the days without the wind, again, better counts for sure, makes just finding those kelps that much easier. The 20-pound setup has really been all you need. There's been some fish in the 10- to 12-pound range mixed in there, but the live bait again. But, gosh, that cold sniper, as versatile as that thing is, has just been deadly on that yellowtail as well. You know, just being able to make that cast after cast and catching those fish certainly has been very helpful. And then, you know, we haven't quite seen that upper part of all that Dorado yet. We have seen a few fish on some kelp, and we caught one, I think, on Monday. The Dana Pride caught a single fish on a kelp, but, you know, we're still chomping at the bit to see if some of that stuff starts to creep across and fill in on some of these kelps, too. So we'll certainly keep tabs on that while we're out there this week on those three-quarter day trips. Catalina Island for the all-day boats. Again, the excellent bonito fishing along the front of the island there. Mixed in with that bonito has been some of that similar size yellowtail that we're catching on the kelp, that smaller stuff. But a couple certain areas on the island there on the front, too, there's been some of that better grade fish that they've been seeing and catching as well on those all-day trips. And then the Fury, he's been offshore or at San Clemente Island, again, weather dictating what he's been doing on his trips. Offshore, they've got some good bluefin fishing on a few of his trips with, you know, limit fishing for his guys on that smaller grade bluefin. And then over at Clemente, you know, bass fishing's been very good. Some very good bonito fishing there as well. And then he's had some shots at some of that good, better grade 20 to 25 pound yellowtail over there as well. So it's kind of been the gamut for us. We're just fingers crossed that we, you know, get a little break from this wind and let things kind of stabilize again. It just seems like a broken record with this wind. So
yeah, it's been weird, very strange weir.
It is, you know, and you see it across everyone's counts, you know, even the guys offshore there. Just, you know, it is what it is. You just got to take and deal with it. So
it is for sure. One thing I will say, Woolies, we saw that Dorado on the kelps make a really big jump last week and get a lot closer to the, you know, to home down here. And, you know, with a nice week of hot weather coming our way, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to watch that fish make another jump and be in Dana Worf's backyard any day. I mean, you know how that kelp fish is. I mean, you could snap your finger and next thing you know, every kelp 3 miles outside of Dana could be loaded with those Dorados.
Absolutely. We've seen it plenty of times. So we're just, you know, we're just holding back, just waiting. It'll happen. We're hoping it will. So in the meantime, you guys want to hop on a trip, call our landing here, the number 949-496-5794. Or, of course, you can check us out on the web at danawerf.com or link us right there on the Let's Talk Hook webpage. And you can make your reservations from there.
Right on, Willie. Great report, as always. Glad to hear you got a day off and a chance to recharge and go get after him again next week. Appreciate the call. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, Brian. And while we're waiting for Gundy with our surf guru report there, Valerie, I have a question from our text. Of course, the option is, of course, to text us. Go on it's app only. You have to download our app at either Google Play or the App Store. Just search Let's Talk Hook Up, and it's free. Download our app. You can do everything.
Yep.
Listen to the show. Listen to archives. Listen to podcasts. You can call the show, and you can text the show now if you have a question. And I had a question, and please make sure you leave your name too, but where do you fly into? And that's a good question.
Okay, so from Vancouver, BC, International Airport, you fly into a town called Sandspit, just like it sounds, Sandspit, Sandspit. And it's a nice little airport. A little history on Sandspit. It was actually built World War II as a bomber base for U.S. and Canada to bring in the bigger airplanes. So we can actually land a jet, believe it or not. But
wow.
It's a Dash 8 aircraft. Like I said, it's on average an hour and a half flight gate to gate from Vancouver to Sandspit. That is included in your package, by the way. So getting to Vancouver from California is very simple. San Diego is direct. LAX is direct. We can get flights out of Ontario. We can get flights out of SNA as well, Burbank. Sometimes I can't get direct flights because you misconnect getting to Vancouver, but all your air travel from wherever in California or United States for that matter, we assist all our guests with that. And then, of course, Vancouver to the lodge and back round trip airfare is included in your package.
So Valerie, so all you have to do, basically your package, and you've discounted our package. It's $44.95, a $500
correct
discount for our listeners there. Thank you very much for that.
Yes.
That includes that flight from Vancouver to Sandspit. So how much is generally speaking, how much is the airfare from San Diego or Los Angeles to Vancouver?
Well, it just depends. Like right now, everything, because of COVID, as you know, everything's kind of up in the air on flights. But by the time we get fishing for next year, I have been able to get, it's an Air Canada hub, San Diego and LAX both are. I've been able to get round trip airfare for like $200 plus tax.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's pretty reasonable.
Like I said, 20 years of experience. I'm going on 20 years of experience, and this is the thing that also makes this quite unique. Not just the fishing and the smallness is, it's from that phone call clears from the time you get on the plane, from the time you leave Sandspit. I mean, we're there for the whole thing. I mean, I check you in personally. I take you to the airport and check you in personally.
And you'll also help the people to book their flight on Air Canada from San Diego or Los Angeles,
yes,
too, right? But you'll assist
and,
them in
yes,
the best
and you don't
rate.
Necessarily have to use Air Canada. It's just Air Canada, I know, out of San Diego is direct. LAX has a lot more options, more direct options.
Sure.
Lots
and
of different airlines.
And then the other option, too, out of San Diego would be to fly through Seattle on Alaska, too, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, a lot of people have points with Alaska. Yeah. I like direct flights. That's just my opinion. And but I think most of your group, except for Harold, he's going to go out of San Jose, if I remember right. Everyone's going to go out of LAX and San Diego, and I'm going to wait for some seat sales. And when we get those seat sales, we're going to take care of it. One other nice thing, our fish processing. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, but we're gonna hold that right now. We have to take a quick break.
Yeah, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup because that's something I'm really excited to hear about. I know if this goes along with everything else, it's going to be a great one. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fishermen's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermenslanding.com. I'll see you at Fishermen's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haugerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.